Amen?
Amen.
All right, we're one. Let's get it. Submitting yourselves to one another in the fear of God. Wives, submit yourself unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. For the husband is head of the wife, even as Christ is head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be unto their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of the water of the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. For no man ever hated his own flesh, but pay attention, but nourished and cherished it, even as the Lord, the church. For we are, this is important, for we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. For this cause a man shall leave his father and mother, and the two shall and shall be joined unto his wife, and the two shall be one flesh. Now listen, this is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you in the mighty name of Jesus, and I ask, dear God, that you pour out your Holy Ghost Spirit upon me and upon these people. God, that you anoint my tongue, my body, my soul, my mind, that I speak only your words, dear Heavenly Father. And we ask that you open the hearts and ears and the eyes of the people here that they may receive your word. And we bind any distraction, any hindrance that would keep this word from coming forth. And we ask these things in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Now, I know some of you right now is already looking at me crazy, especially the women. As soon as you heard, be submissive to your husband, oh, here we go. That's not what we're going to talk about, okay? We are a little bit, but that's not the focus of it. So I don't want all y'all getting mad at Pastor and ready to hang me. The main thing about this thing is, did you see where it says, this is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. Amen? And I want you to see yourself as the body of Christ that you are. And I want to ask you, if Christ is our Lord and Savior, and the Bible says that we are to be, wives are submissive unto their husbands as what? As we are unto the Lord. Now, ask yourself this, how are you being submissive unto God? How are you doing what God has asked you to do? Do you go and you make the same mistakes that you, and the same, help me, Jesus. The same excuses that you make for each other. Do you make those for God? When God asks you to do something and asks you to be used, do you turn around and give Him the same excuse as you do each other? Do you say, well, God, I just don't have time. Well, God, I'm busy. Well, God, you know, I got my business. Well, God, you know, I got my job. Well, God, you know, I got my children. Well, God, you know, I got this. And well, God, you know, I'm tired. Are you being submissive unto the Lord? You see, we all want the Lord to do more for us. And we all want Him to be there for us. And we all want Him to lead us and guide us. And we all want Him to be Lord over our life. And when you look at the Lord as truly the Lord over your life, and you see Him, and this is the beautiful thing, the reason why He placed a man and a woman together, so I think so that way you can actually look and see the relationship that He's desiring to have with the church. And many of us, we take that relationship and we say, well, my husband, he doesn't treat me well. My husband, he doesn't talk to me the right way. My husband doesn't love me as Christ loved the church. My husband doesn't go to church with me. My husband, and that's all I hear, is my husband, my husband, my husband. But I want to ask you, is there anywhere in what we just read where it says, wives, be submissive unto your husbands as long as your husbands is doing what they're supposed to do? We didn't read that, did we? Wives, be submissive unto your husbands as into just some ordinary man walking up down the road? Mm-mm. As into who? As into the Lord. Why are marriages failing? Why are relationships being broken? Why do people only get married and stay married 2 or 3 months and then they come to terms that they can't stand one another? Because nobody is doing it what the Word of God says. And we're going to get to the men, because the men play a bigger part, because a whole lot bigger part. But right now, the women, I want you to ask yourself, am I being submissive unto my husband? Because if you ain't being submissive unto your husband, guess what? You ain't being submissive unto who? Unto the Lord. Just because your husband may not want to go to church with you, may not want to do what's right, may not want to treat you right, may not this, that, and the other, the number one thing you should do is fall down to your knees and go to God instead of standing up in his face and telling him what you think. Because I'm going to tell you right now, men are real bullheaded. Okay, you're not going to get through them getting up in their face and talking crazy to them. It's not going to happen. All that's going to do is you're going to bump heads. It's going to make it worse. The women back in the days of old, they had a real quiet, a real submissive, behavior about themselves. They dressed real modest. They carried themselves with character, with dignity. They didn't have to have a ton of makeup on to look pretty, or show all their cleavage, or wear a skirt that looked like just a little halter top on the bottom. They didn't have to do that. They carried themselves with virtue and with morals. And with respect. And they loved their husband. And they took care of their husband. They took care of their kids. And nowadays we got this. Well, I can put on my pants the same way you can. I don't need you. I can make just as much money as you can. I don't need a man to take care of me. I can do it on my own. I brought all these kids in the world. That's my kids. I can do it by myself. That's not the attitude that we have. The Bible says submissive as unto the Lord. Are you hearing me? I'm going to get off some of you women and get on the men for half the women walk out. Men, it says to love, to nourish, to cherish, and to turn around and leave your father and your mother and to become one with your wife. The man's role in a relationship is the headship. And the way Christ is head over us, you are head over your family. So therefore, if your wife and your children are going out and doing things that they should not, you are the one who will be held accountable before God. Because he has placed them under you. You are the head of the home. You are to nourish. You are to cherish. You are to uplift. And you are to bring your family up up in the Lord and teach them the ways of God. Many men all over America are failing to do this. Instead of telling your wife, honey, you're beautiful. Honey, I love you. Honey, thank you. You're a remarkable woman. You're a strong woman. I couldn't do it without you. Many men think that they think by slandering their wife or yelling at their wife and screaming at their wife and talking to them like they ain't got no sense is making themselves, well, the Bible said I'm the head and I'm supposed to be the, that's not what it's about. Do you want Jesus Christ yelling at you and talking to you crazy? The way that you treat your wife is the way that you should want Jesus Christ to treat you. Amen. Because you have a head the same way you are a head. Are y'all hearing me? Well, y'all quiet, boy. Are you understanding what I'm saying? There is a chain of command. There is a way that God wants things to rule. There's a way that God wants things to go. Wife, you are a helpmate. What does that mean? That means when your husband, his number one job is to draw closer to God, to be the man that God wants him to be, and to lead his family in the way of the Lord. And the wife's job is to encourage him, to help him, and tell him, honey, you can do this. Honey, I got faith in you. You're a great man. You continue to keep leading our family. And have you a good, strong man that wants to love the Lord and take care of you and take care of your children, and you be the helpmate that's going to be encouraging instead of nagging. How come we don't have stuff like they got? How come you don't work that many hours? So-and-so's got it going on. He treats his wife better than you treat me. Women got it bad about that comparing stuff. Did you see? She got nails. She got her hair done. I ain't got to go get my nails, not on how long. You don't love me? Where is our true love and relationship at? Is it on God? Is it on Christ? Are we being submissive to one another? Are we being submissive unto the Lord? Are we carrying ourselves with men? Are you carrying yourself with a Christian virtue? Do you have a Bible in your hand or a beer bottle? Well, I'm not an alcoholic. I just drink every once in a while. Are you preaching and prophesying to your children and to your grandchildren, and you saying good things? Or when you get out of church and you hang around your friends, do you go speaking things that you ought not? When you're in your workplace and around other people and they see you, do they say, he's real? He's a real man of God? He practices what he preaches? He treats his wife with respect and dignity? He has morals? He keeps his word? He's a real man. I honor him. I respect him. I look up to him. Or do you catch yourself being in part of the nasty jokes and the talking and the bad stuff and the gambling and doing things that you ought not do? How do you expect your wife to follow you if you ain't following Christ? Amen?
Amen.
How do you expect her, when she looks at you, she should see. The Bible says to be submissive as unto the Lord. So when she sees you, does she see the Lord? Does she see the Lord living inside of you? What does she see? Or does she see a hypocrite? Does she see a fake? Does she see a phony? Does she see a man that abuses her with his words behind closed doors? Puts hands on her. Slap her across her mouth. Yank her up by her hair. And then want to sit up in the church house next to one another and act like everything is just peachy. Don't you say nothing happened. It says, as unto the Lord. Men, are you carrying yourself the way God wants you to carry yourself? Are you being a spiritual leader? Are you showing your children the right way? Are you allowing them to watch things on television and dress like things that they shouldn't be dressing like, and they want to know why they're catching all kinds of attention? Mm-hmm. What are you allowing in your house, men? What are you allowing to go on? See, we all want to be the man when it comes to you have to mind me and do what's right. But when it comes to that responsibility, we play the Adam and Eve role. It's the woman. This is her fault. You the head. You have to be answering to Jesus Christ. Your orders come down from Christ. Christ, what do you want me to speak to my family? Do you want me to speak the word of God? Or do you want me to speak fear, doubt, worry, chaos, and confusion? Do you want me to speak healing? What do you want me to do, God? Every morning, men, you should be hitting your knees and asking God, God, teach me to be a real man. Teach me to walk in your ways. Teach me that when people see me, they will know that I serve you. When people see you, do they see a man of God? Do they honestly see a man of God? Or do they see somebody that's religious that comes to church? Religious is a stench in God's nostrils. Do you hear what I'm saying, church? Don't play church. Don't play religion. You be the man that God has called you to be. You respect and honor your wife. You cherish your wife. And you treat your wife the way that she is a daughter of God. The same way you say, ain't nobody, some of you got daughters, you say to yourself, ain't nobody better touch one of my little girls, I'll go up. What do you think God is saying when you do wrong with his little girl? And women, as unto the Lord, that hard-headed, stubborn, bull-headedness, and it, women would do good if they just be quiet sometimes. Amen? Amen, men? Amen. They want to talk, and I got to get my point across, and you don't talk to me like that. I'm a grown woman. Who do you think you are? That is not unto the Lord, women. that is not unto the Lord. Well, he's going to do wrong. He's going to mess up. Or I hear this one, he'll never get it done. Making his idea. Honey, look, there's a hole over there. What are we going to do about that? Oh, I think I better fix that. Oh, yeah, that's pretty good. Here's your glass of water, honey. Oh, look, I found some paint. But if you go tell that man, hey, you need to fix that hole in the wall. Hey, look at it, it's nasty. You ain't going to get nothing done. Amen. Yeah. Let's bring it all together. When you look at God, and you look at Him as a majestic, wonderful, loving, kind Lord and Savior, you don't have to worry and have fear that God. Now listen to me. This is the word right here. Because the devil's beating you. When he testified, all I hear is the devil did this, the devil did that, and I was attacked. Listen to me. When you get this, this is going to help you. When you see God, when you see Jesus Christ, and you are His body, He's going to nourish you. He's going to take care of you. He's going to provide for you. He's going to help you. The same way a real man will hold his wife and take care of her and ain't going to let nobody hurt her or harm her or come against her. That's the way Jesus Christ does for us. The devil is not going to hurt you. He cannot attack you. He can come against you. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but I, Jesus Christ, said, I will deliver you out of them all. So when you get the faith and the courage and you believe in Jesus Christ and you see Him for who He really is, somebody that's going to take care of you, somebody that's going to love for you, you don't have to sit over and say, how are we going to pay our bills? What are we going to do? I'm feeling sick. Is God going to help me? You know, you're not going to see it like that. You're going to see Him as who He is. You're going to say, I don't know about you, but I got Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. I'm going to be healed. I'm going to be provided for. I'm going to be taken well care of. And ain't no devil in the world going to come against me because Jesus ain't going to let it happen. Do you understand what I'm saying? It says, this is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and His church. And when you see yourself as a whole and you see yourself as a body of Christ, then you know that the one that's over your body, the one that's over your head, the one that's going to take care of you is going to do His job, and you won't have fear, you won't have worry, you won't have doubt, and you won't be concerned with anything that the world is coming against you because you know that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior, and He's going to take care of you, He's going to provide for you, and ain't no weapon formed against you going to prosper. You understand what I'm saying? King Jesus and say, Jesus, You are my provider. You are my love. You are the one that I need. You're the one that gives me my peace of mind when the devil tries to attack. You're the one that's going to take care of my rebellious husband or wife or my rebellious children. You're the one that's going to provide for me because I am your body. You do take care of me, and I'm not going to listen to what the devil has to say or anybody else that's going to come to me with that fear, chaos, and confusion and doubt and worry. We listen to that garbage, but we don't want to turn around and take a stand for Christ and say, thus saith the word of God. Amen. Amen. Jesus is your provider. Jesus is your healer. Jesus is anything and everything that you need. So stop turning around and giving the devil credit for what he does not deserve. The devil cannot do anything unto you unless you allow him to do it. Do you understand what I'm saying? He has to go through Jesus Christ first. It ain't going to happen. Everything has been taken care of. The price has been paid. Everything is done. He has healed you. He has given you a mind of Christ. He has allowed you to be part. Now that's like saying, look at here. I am the body of Christ. Amen? So when you see Jesus Christ standing, all of us as His church, we all make up. Some's the head, some's the tail, some's the arm, some's the leg. But we all are Jesus Christ's body. And Jesus Christ, is His blood is what gives us the life that we have. His Spirit gives us the comfort that we have. And when you see yourself like that, then you know that there is no weapon going to come against you because you are no longer you. Do you understand that? What does the Word of God say? It said the two shall become one flesh. When we join up with God and Jesus Christ, what do? We become one flesh with Him. When we partook of the bread and the blood this morning, we partook of His body and His blood, and He came in us, and we became one with Him. We became a body of Christ, and that's like saying, well, the devil's going to come and get me. That's like telling Jesus He ain't about nothing. Amen. How do you think that makes Jesus feel? Oh my God, honey, here comes this big bad guy, and I don't think you can do anything about it. Wouldn't it make you feel like you're a coward? Or, you know, like you saw, like, man, what you, maybe you don't think I can take care of you? That dude ain't nothing. How do you think that we do that to Jesus? Oh God, all this stuff is coming, Jesus. Oh, it's fixing to happen. Jesus, like, are you speaking serious? When the demons see Him, they bow. They tremble. They say, have you come to persecute us before the time? Have you come to do what we know is coming? Do you understand? It has already been written. You want to know the end? Read the end of the book. Bad people go to hell, the good people go be with Jesus. There it is. It's written. You're living right, you're doing right, and you're part of the body of Christ, you don't have nothing to worry about. But I'm being afflicted. God will deliver you out of them all. Stop talking all the negativity and the bad and hanging around with people who say, oh, we pray, but I sure hope God heals them. You ain't getting healed, man. Well, we did all we could do, and we hope God takes care of it. What did Jesus Christ say when He went to heal people? According to your faith, let it be done. Well, I had a prayer with me and I didn't get healing. I guess you didn't have faith to be healed. Because I'm telling you right now, Jesus Christ can heal you. His word is not a lie. When He says by His stripes, you are healed, you are healed. And I didn't give you a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. You take that to the bank. Say, I got a sound mind. And I am a part of the body of Christ. And Jesus Christ takes care of me. Jesus Christ loves me. He gives me a peace that passes all understanding. He says, I give you a peace that the world can't even give. I give to you. God is love. So when you have God, you have a love that will fill you. I know somebody's thinking, God, I wish you'd shut up. I'm ready to go, but I don't care. Here's what I've got. I'm going to preach.
Amen.
When you have God and God is love, it starts from the top of your head and you feel the love of God go all the way through your body. You feel the peace that passes all understanding go all the way through your body. And then He says, I will not leave you comfortless. When you are sad and battered and beat up and bruised and feel like nobody understands you and I don't have nobody to talk to. I can't tell nobody what's going on with me because then they may judge me or make fun of me. And you feeling sad and beat up and battered and bruised. Jesus says, I send you my comforter. I will not leave you comfortless. Holy Ghost Spirit. You will feel Him hit you from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet and give you a comfort and peace that when you can't call on nobody, Jesus is there. He will take away the hurt. He will take away the pain. He will take away the sorrow. He will take away the anguish. He will take, listen to me, as we're submissive unto the Lord, as you are to your husband, as unto the Lord. It's talking about husbands and wives. We've already discussed all that, but get deep. Think about what it's really saying. It's talking about you and the Lord.
And when you look at it like that, you can see Jesus Christ as the one that gives you the love, the joy, the peace, the happiness, the protector, the provider. And what does it say for us? To love our woman as ourselves. That means Jesus Christ loves you as himself. And he says, no greater love is this than a man lay down his life. He done showed you the ultimate love. He laid down his life. There is nothing that God will not do for you. There is nothing that Jesus will not do for you. If you have faith and believe, if you call upon him, you do not have to live battered. See, here's the deal. Picture the devil that's in this relationship. And the devil's the one that batters you with his words. The devil's the one that beats you up with his words and puts hands on you and talks down to you and runs you down and puts you down and treats you like garbage. The devil's the one that does that. The devil's the one that beats you up to where you're a battered a wife, battered husband. But when Jesus comes into the picture, he says, you know what? Devil, you got to go. Flesh, you got to die. See, too many Christians are trying to be Christians, but they're trying to do it in the flesh. And they're beat up. The devil keeps overcoming me because you're doing it in the flesh. Devil, got to go. Flesh, got to die. Spirit, come alive. Jesus Christ, we were married to the devil because of Adam. But it says the only way we can get remarried is if there's a death and the husband dies. Our flesh was married to our flesh. It dies. Now we are a new creature in Christ Jesus. He says that I'm a spirit. You must worship me in spirit and truth. So my flesh dies to the devil who beat me up and told me all kinds of bad stuff and made me do all kinds of bad stuff. And I lived in the flesh and was a monster. Okay? Or whatever you were. Drug addict, alcoholic, whatever, mentally disturbed, that person dies. Now you're in the spirit. You get married to Jesus. You become one with him. You put on his body, he puts on you. Now when people see you, what Paul, he says, no longer I live, but Christ that lives in me. And when you grab a hold of that, that you know that the blood and the body of Christ lives off inside of you and you have become one with Jesus Christ and there is nothing that the devil can do to you anymore. That's why it says no weapon formed against you will profit. There is nothing. Because now you are no longer a fleshly being. You are a spiritual being. Become one with Jesus Christ. And now he doesn't tell you all the bad stuff that the devil used to tell you. He tells you, I love you. You're beautiful. You're a part of me now. You don't have to worry about a thing. I'm going to take care of you. And ain't no devil in the world ever going to touch you or hurt you again. Because now you have become one with me.